Okay, good evening. We were very pleased with the play tonight. I thought our guys really showed a lot of energy. Couldn't make some shots early on, but we were grateful that Tennessee Tech and Mike Sutton, the head coach there, who's a good friend of mine, came out. I thought they threw a lot of different things at us that we needed to work on, but there were some good, solid all-around play by our players. We didn't particularly shoot. Obviously, free throw shooting is something that concerns us right now. When you look down the stats, we're 10 out of 20, but otherwise, it was a good game all the way around. Any questions?
What do you think led to sort of, just the way your team loosened up? Things were kind of tight early, a few bad shots, and then they got going.
Changed the nets at halftime. That's what did it. Yeah, they were concerned about the nets. Our defense was pretty stable, and when you're not making shots, you've got to be able to do the other things well, and we blocked shots and rebounded and kept picking and probing until guys like Lawrence Westbrook and we were good without getting our guys inside, because we did a good job of getting the ball inside to Ralph and to Colton and finishing at the basket. I don't know. I think when we get into a running game, we're much more effective. That's probably part of it also. When we can score from our turnovers, and I thought that was important tonight.
Westbrook hit that three at the buzzer, and not only did that cap a run for you guys when it was close, there were 4 minutes left, it sort of looked like it deflated them a little bit, and I say shoot a look over at Mike. I mean, was that just a really big...
Oh, yeah, because they were, because it was, they had cut it to, I think it was maybe 10 or
seven
there at one time, and so that was huge because now it put us a comfortable double-digit lead. And you're right, when you can gain that type of momentum going into the locker room, your guys feel better about themselves. They get a little more confidence and that they believe their shots can go in. That's always huge if you can get that type of momentum at halftime.
When you guys play in an up-tempo game, it seems to fit right into the style that Rodney excels in. Mm-hmm. And just talk about his play tonight.
Well, he had a nice debut for a freshman. He really played well. He has all the basketball instincts and skills, and certainly the athleticism to go along with it. We kind of played him at some four and some three, but he did a... You're right. In an up and down type game, that's where he excels. But again, he's a very good half court player as well, and he's playing excellent defense. I guess he got in on the blocks as well tonight.
That's probably something that's maybe surprised you about him, the way he played in the half court set.
Yeah, again.
From out of high school.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent coach. Coach Johnson did a good job with him. I think he's, once he develops his ball handling skills and get a little more confidence, his outside shot, even though he knocked down the first three we had probably in the game. So, he enjoys playing. You can tell he plays with a real passion. He's just a fun, our guys, I think he really has fit in with how we're playing. And so he's pushing people for playing time and doing a fantastic job.
He could have easily gotten a lot more down because of Roy's situation, because they're such a close friend.
He could have been what?
He could have been, down coming into the year mm-hmm. because of Roy's situation, because they're such good friends growing up and that kind of thing. But it seems like he's, just like the team is able to kind of.
Yeah, I don't know that, kids have a tendency to respond a lot better than most adults. With most adults, it hangs around forever. For kids, it's like they fall and scrape the knee, they jump up and keep going. I mean, it's like singing with friends. And that's just the way life is for most of them. And that's where a team is. You have people come and go, and you just have to be willing to And I think he's a very, oh, he's from a very stable, strong, you know, I think those are the key. When you see his mom and dad in the stands pulling for him and doing things, that's important for him. And that's key, I think, to his success.
Do you think, I mean, tonight was almost sort of a reminder, with even though the guys who were out, you know, this is the same team that beat Louisville and made it to the tournament and did a number of good things last year, mm-hmm. without some of the newcomers.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought that whether we recruited anybody or not, well, I thought that we were going to be a pretty solid ball club. And it's early yet, and we still have a lot. But guys, like ever I said before, each one of the guys have, to an individual, have improved in the areas that they needed to improve in. And that's a testament to their commitment to improve. It's a testament to their to Cal Dietz, our strength and conditioning coach, who really is one of the best I've been around, and just believing, in believing in what we are trying to do, and now they're more comfortable after a year, another year in their belt, that they can. We've got some pretty veteran players now. Damian, for his third year with me, is Al Nolan and Blake Hoffarber's there. And then guys like Paul Carter, who's a very mature young man and very versatile. The sophomores like Ralph and Colton and DeVoe, and they came in and had that taste of getting to postseason play. So they want to do it again.
In the first two exhibitions, Royce White dressed was on the sidelines. He wasn't out there tonight. Was there a reason for that?
Well, I'd rather not comment right now until everything is finalized.
Three, take two more.
What is his status?
Just like that. Right now it's still just what it is, suspension.
Final question. No, you're good. Thank you.
Thank you.